do not know what my destination is because of this offense. Mahaprabhu says, because his teaching is practical teacher. Indeed, your Bengali Vaishnava has greatly implicated me. It is significant that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sri Dandar Goswami that the Bengali Vaishnava was your Gaudiya Vaishnava. This means that all Gaudiya Vaishnavas who are followers of Chaitanya God are subordinate to Swarup Dandar Goswami. Therefore, Swarup Dandar Goswami is Mula Mahajan, original Mahajan in Gaudiya Sampradaya. You understand? Mula Mahajan, Swarup Dandar Goswami, Gaudiya Sampradaya. The parampara system is very strictly observed by Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary was Swarup Dandar Goswami. The next group of devotees was the six Goswamis, then Kaviraj Goswami. It is necessary to observe the parampara system of Chaitanya cult. There are many offenses one can commit while serving the Lord, and these are described in Hari Bhakti, Vidaso and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and other books. According to the rules and regulations, no one should accept obeisances in the temple of the Lord before the deity. Yes. Nor is it proper for a devotee to offer obeisances and toss the feet of the spiritual master before the deity. Yes. That's offense. This is considered an offense. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was personally Supreme Personality Godhead. Therefore, it was not actually offensive to wash his lotus feet in the temple. However, because he was playing the part of an acharya, the Lord considered himself an ordinary human being. He also wanted to give instructions to ordinary human beings. The point is that even though one plays the part of a spiritual master, he should not accept obeisances or permit a disciple to wash his feet before the deity. This is a matter of etiquette. Yes, practical teacher. That is why. Bhakta rupa. Bhakta rupa. Anta krishna bahir gaura. Krishna is inside. Outside is gaura. Bhakta rupa. Form of a devotee. Yes, that's outside.
तबे सुरु गोसाई तारो घाड़े हाथों दिया
Goswami caught the Gaudiya Vaishnava by the neck and, giving him a little push, ejected him from the Gundicha Puri temple and made him stay outside. Get out. Punishment.
Puno asi prabhu paye kari lobi noyo.
Goswami pushed him outside and gave him some punishment. Then came back, and after Swarup Dandar Goswami returned within the temple, he requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to excuse that innocent person. Please excuse him. This is procedure, etiquette. Yes.
Tabe Mahaprabhur Mani Santos Ila
Sabe Mahaprabhu Mani Santos Ila.
incident, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. He then asked all of the devotees to sit down in two lines on both sides.
Aponi bosiyamadhi, aponaro hate.
The Lord then personally sat down in the middle and picked up all kinds of straw, grains of sand and dirty things. Ke koto kudae sabo, eko troko ribo. Mahaprabhu was picking up the straws and grains of sand. He said, I shall gather everyone's collection and I shall ask whoever has collected less than all the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. That's fine. Who has collected less, he'll pay the fine. Yes.
Ei mata sava puri parila sodhana.
Ei mata sava puri parila sodhana.
Sitala nirmal kailo nino nija mana.
Sitala
quarters of the Gundicha temple were completely cleansed and cleared. All quarters were cool and spotless, like one's cleansed and pacified mind. Yes. This is the mystery behind cleansing Gundicha temple, that to clean one's mind and heart of all contaminations, darts. Then it will be pacified, very cool and spotless, clean. Then Lord will sit there. Although how can Lord sit there? Ah, dirty place. So,
pranalika sari jodi pani bohailo.
Different rooms was finally let out through the halls, it appeared as if new rivers were rushing out to meet the water of the ocean. So much water.
Huh?
Outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also clean, and no one could tell exactly how this was done. Nrsimha Mandira Bhitara Mahira Sodhilo inside and outside. Finally, he rested a few minutes and then began dancing. The Nrisimha temple is a nice temple just outside the Gurisa temple. In this temple, there is a great festival on Nrisimha Chaturdashi day. There is also a Nrisimha temple at Navadvip, where the same festival is observed as described by Murari Gupta in his book Chaitanya Prasad. চারিদিকে ভক্ত Mahaprabhu, all the devotees performed congregational chanting. The Lord, just like a maddened lion, danced in the middle. Sveda kampa vaivarnyasru ulaka hum kaharo
Sveda kampa vaivarnyasru
Mahaprabhu danced, there were perspiration, trembling, shedding, tears, jubilation and roaring. Indeed, the tears from his eyes washed his own body and those before him. So much tears. Coming out? Tears? Coming out? No. Not coming. চারিদিকে ভক্ত অঙ্গ কৈল প্রখ্যালন
চারিদিকে ভক্ত অঙ্গ কৈল প্রখ্যালন
রাবণীর মেঘ যেন করে বরি Mahaprabhu washed the bodies of all the devotees with the tears from his own eyes. Crying, so much he's crying. That is Mahaprabhu Swarup. Rurujyamana, 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 always crying for Krishna. Always crying for Krishna, crying for Krishna. That is the Swarup of Mahaprabhu. Crying so much. Tears fell. The tears poured just like rains in the month of Shravana. Rain is tears. So much tears. You understand? That all the bodies of all devotees were washed up with that tear. Understand? Maha Ucha Sankirtane
Aditya Acharya actually took him upon his lap, seeing that he was not breathing, he became very agitated. Nrsimhera mantra padi mare dala khanti
Nrsimhera mantra padi mare dala khanti
Tunkarero sabde brahmando yai pati
Tunkarero
Aditya Acharya and others began to chant holy name of Lord Nrsimha and sprinkle water. The roaring of this chanting was so great that seemed to shake the entire universe. Anek korilo tabo na hoise pana After some time, Aditya Acharya and all the devotees began to cry. Tave Mahaprabhu Taro Buke Hasto Dilo
Tave Mahaprabhu Taro Buke Hasto Dilo
Uthi Hago Sasore kahilo,
uthi hago palavali, sasore kahilo.
Then Sri Mahaprabhu came and placed his hand on the chest of Gopal and said loudly, Gopal, stand up! Gopal immediately stood up.
Sunite Gopalero Hoyilo Betana Sunite Gopalero Hoyilo Betana
Hori Voli Nusya Gori Sarva Vastu As Gopal heard the voice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately came to his senses. All the devotees then began to dance, chanting the holy name of Hari. Hari Hari Bol! This incident has been described in detail by Vrindavan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Bhagavata. Therefore, I have described it only in brief. Yes. Tave Mahaprabhu Khyaniko Vishnama Koriya
Tave Mahaprabhu Khyaniko Vishnama Koriya
Nama Kori Varigala Lakta
Nama Kori Varigala
taking rest, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees departed to take their bath.
Uttire uthi pore na prabhu sukhava sana.
Put on dry garments. After offering obeisance to Lord Nrisimhadev, whose temple was nearby, the Lord entered into a garden.
Ujjane bosila prabhu bhakta gana laya.
Ujjane bosila prabhu bhakta gana laya.
Kobe bani
in the garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with other devotees. Vainath Rai then came and brought all kinds of Mahaprasad, then bhojan.
Kasi Mishra Tulsi Padita Goi Jahana. Sato lokajato karai bhojana.
Pancha sato lokajato karai bhojana.
Sato anna pitha pana sab pathailo.
As much prasad as 500 men could eat, seeing the large quantity of prasad, which consisted of rice, cakes, sweet rice, variety of vegetables, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. Then prasad seven went on. So, what is the mystery or sattva behind this Gundika Mahajan Lira? That Bhakti Siddhanta Sastra Thakur has mentioned in Anuhasya, that we read and discuss. Understand? In commenting on the cleansing of Gundika temple, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Sastra Thakur says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally giving instructions on how one should receive the Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within one's clean and pacified heart. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, he must first cleanse the heart, as prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sikhyastaka Cheto Darpana Marjanam. In this age, everyone's heart is unclean, contaminated, dirty, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Suryantastho hi avadrani. To wash all bad things accumulated within the heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised everyone to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The first result will be that the heart is clean, Ketadarpana Marjanam. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 1 to 17 also confirms this statement. Srimadam Sukadhakrishna Punya Savana Ketana Jasohi Abhadrani Vidhanoti Sustadam. Sri Krishna, the personality Godhead, who is Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who releases his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. If the devotee at all wants to clean his heart, he must chant and hear glories of Lord Krishna, Srimadam Sukadhakrishna. This is a simple process. Krishna himself will help please the heart because he is already seated there. Krishna wants to continue living within the heart, and the Lord wants to give direction. But one has to keep his heart as clean as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept the Gundicha temple clean. Understand? That is the mystery, a tattva behind cleaning Gundicha temple. Understand? This mera. The devotee therefore has to clean the heart, just as the Lord cleaned the Gundicha temple. In this way, one can be pacified and enriched in devotional service. If the heart is filled with straw, grains, and of sand, wheat, or dust, in other words, annam vyasa purna, one cannot enthrone the Supreme Personality of Godhead there. The heart must be cleansed of all material motives brought about through fruitless work, speculative knowledge. By speculative knowledge, fruitive activity, serial austerity, and penance, and so on. All these activities are against the natural growth of spontaneous love of Godhead. As soon as these are present within the heart should be understood to be unclean and therefore unfit to serve as Krishna's sitting place. We cannot perceive the Lord's presence in our heart unless our hearts are clean and purified. A material desire is explained as a desire to enjoy the material world to its fullest extent. In modern language, this is called economic development. An inordinate desire for economic development is considered to be like straws and grains of sand within the heart. If one is overly engaged in material activity, the heart will always remain disturbed. As stated by Narottamdas Thakur, Sansara Vishanole Divanisi Hyajole Judaiti Nankoinu Upai. In other words, endeavor for material opulence is against the principles of devotional service. Material enjoyment includes activities such as great sacrifices for auspicious activity, charity, austerity, elevation to higher planetary system, and even living happily within the material world. Modernized material benefits are like the dust of material contamination. When this dust is agitated by the whirlwind of fruitive activity, it overcomes the heart. Thus the mirror of the heart is covered with dust. There are many desires to perform auspicious and inauspicious activities, but people do not know how, life after life, they are keeping their hearts unclean. One who cannot give up the desire for fruitive activity is understood to be covered by the dust of material contamination. Karmis generally think that the interaction of fruitive activities can be counteracted by another karma or fruitive activity. This is certainly a mistaken conception. If one is deluded by such conception, he is cheated by his own activity. Such activities have been compared to an elephant's belly. An elephant may bathe very thoroughly, but as soon as it comes out of the river, immediately takes some sand from the land and throws it all over its body. If one suffers due to his past spiritual activities, he cannot contract his suffering by performing auspicious activities. Thus, suffering of human society cannot be contracted by material plans. The only way suffering can be mitigated is by Krishna consciousness. When one takes to Krishna consciousness and engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord, beginning with chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord, the cleansing of the heart begins. Impersonal speculation, monism, merging into existence of the Supreme, speculative knowledge, mystical yoga, and meditation are all compared to grains of sand. They simply cause irritation to the heart. No one can satisfy the Supreme Personal Godhead by such activities. Nor do we give the Lord a chance to see it in our heart peacefully. Rather, the Lord is simply disturbed by them. Sometimes yogis and jnanis in the beginning take to the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra as a way to begin their various practices. However, when they falsely think that they have attained release from bondage of material existence, they give up chanting. They do not consider that the ultimate goal is the form of the Lord or the name of the Lord. Such unfortunate creatures are never favored by Supreme Personality Godhead, for they do not know what devotional service is. They are described in Bhagavad Gita in this way: Tan aham duisat kruran sansare sunaravhman hibam yadastram azubhan asrishyeva jonisu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac phases of life. Gita, 15th chapter, 19th verse. The demons are always envious of the Lord and his devotees, and are therefore most mischievous. By his practical example, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown us that all the grains of sand must be picked up thoroughly and thrown outside. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also cleans the outside of the temple, fearing that grains of sand would again come within if there is a swirl in it. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that even though one may become free from the desire of fruitive activity, sometimes the subtle desire for fruitive activity comes into being within the heart. One often thinks of conducting business to improve devotional activity. However, the contamination is so strong that it may later develop into misunderstanding, described as kutinati, heart finding, and pratishasa, the desire for name and fame and for high position, jivahisa, envy of other living entities, nishidhacharo, accepting things forbidden in the Shastra, kama, desire for material gain, and puja, hankering for popularity. The word kutinati means duplicity. As an example, one may attempt to meet Sri Lahadas Thakur by living in a solitary place. One's real desire may be for name and fame. In other words, one thinks that the fools will accept one to be as good as Haridas Thakur just because one lives in a solitary place. These are all material desires. A neophyte devotee is certain to be attacked by other material desires as well, women and money. In this way, the heart is again filled with dirty things and becomes harder and harder, like that of a metal stick. Gradually, one desires to become a reputed devotee or an avatar incarnation. The word jivahisa, envy of other living entities, actually means stopping preaching of Krishna consciousness. Stopping preaching of Krishna consciousness This is enemy, nothing else. Understood?
Stop him, stop him, stop him.
Prabhupada says this thing, this is enemy, nothing else. Yes. Jeevahita.
Preaching work is described as paropakar, welfare activity for others. Those who are ignorant of the benefits of devotional service must be educated by preaching. If one stops preaching and simply sits down in a solitary place, is engaging in material activity.
Nidjan bhajan. Nidjan bhajan.
If one desires to make a compromise with the Mayavadi, he is also engaged in material activity. A devotee should never make compromise with non-devotee. By acting as a professional guru, mystic yogi, or miracle man, one may cheat and bluff the general public and again fame as a wonderful mystic. But all this is considered to be dust, straw, and grains of sand within the heart. So clean it, the temple, the Lord will see. Yes. In addition, one should follow the regulative principles and not desire any suspect gambling, intoxicant, and meat. To give us practical instruction, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleaned the temple twice. He, second cleaning was more thorough. The idea was to throw away all the stumbling blocks on the path of devotional service. He cleans the temple with a firm conviction, as is evident from his using his own personal garment for cleaning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to see personally that the temple was thoroughly clean as marble. Clean marble gives a cooling effect. Devotional service means attaining peace from all disturbances caused by material contamination. In other words, it is the process by which the mind is good. The mind can be peaceful and thoroughly clean when one no longer desires anything but devotional service. Even though all dirty things may be cleansed away, sometimes subtle desires remain in the mind for impersonalism, monism, success, and the four principles of religious activity, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. All these are like spots on clean cloth. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted to clean all these away. By his practical activity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed us how to cleanse our heart. Once the heart is cleansed, we should invite Lord Krishna to sit down. And we should observe the festival by distributing prasad. Yes. And chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, kirtan, dancing, feasting, then come. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to teach every devotee by his personal behavior. Everyone who spreads the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts a similar responsibility. Lord was personally chastising and praising individuals in course of dancing, in course of cleansing, and those who are engaged as acharyas must learn from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how to train devotees by personal example. Yes. The Lord was very pleased with those who could cleanse the temple by taking out undesirable things accumulated within. This is called anartha nivritti, cleansing the heart of all unwanted things. Thus, the cleansing of Gundicha Mandir was conducted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to let us know how the heart should be cleansed and should to receive Lord Krishna
and enable him to sit within the heart without disturbance. This is also a mystery behind cleaning Gunita temple. Understood? The Lord will come and sit there. Otherwise, how the Lord will come and sit? So let me speak in Korea, because I read it in English. Praise those devotees who have done very nice, and also those who have not done nice, cold at them, but mrudu, not, there is no, let's say, mild, no, let's say, no anger, you understand? No anger at all, that will cause some destruction to him, to his mood, no. Mrudu, very mild chastisement, and others, also tell the others, those who have done well, to teach them that they should do like that. Thereby, he gave encouragement. And at last he said, all right, everybody should gather of how, what amount of dirt one has cleansed, do you understand? And he said, one was that, rather less, the punishment is that he'll feed the other, he'll feed hapana, prasad, nice sweet prasad, that is punishment. That means, those who are not cleansed so well, that means their anarthas are not cleansed very well. So punishment is for them to serve Hari Guru Vaishnava. That is punishment for them. If he should be engaged to serve Hari Guru Vaishnava. Yes. To feed Pithapana means to serve Hari Guru Vaishnava. That is punishment. Thereby, gradually, his anarthas will be cleansed out. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ki Jai, Anamita Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai, Patita Pavana Satinanana Gaura Hari Ki Jai, Patita Pavana Satinanana Gaura Hari Gundita Madhana Jaya Mahatma Ki Jai.
When someone gets chastised, it's mild?
Yes, mild chastised.
Why is there a tendency to be harsh? When someone has an artha, there's a tendency in material life to crush that person.
Mahaprabhu chastised and mild chastised, Murudu Bhartana, and gave punishment. What is that punishment? You should feed the Vaishnava. Pitha Pana, nice prasad. Serve them, then you will see some anartha. That is punishment. Understand? Mm-hmm. Mahaprabhu's practical teaching. That is punishment. You should serve the Vaishnava. Anartha will be cleaned up. That's right.
That teaching is there. That teaching is there.
Gundita Madhavan Leela Rahasya is the mystery behind the cleaning of Gundita temple. Mahaprabhu himself, with his own hands, with his own vastra, garment, clean. There is not a tiny spot there, black spot, very clean. Otherwise, how the Lord will come and see? The heart. Heart is the place. Singhasan is Singhasan. Place. The Lord will come and see. Unless you see. Clean your heart in this way. How the Lord will come and see? That is the Gunjama Abdanamira Rahasya. It is the mystery behind
Sapto behind the cleaning of Gurcha temple. And today, at that day, Azhar Devan, where is he?
Yes.
Today is the day. Understand? Yes. Clean your heart. Even there will not be any tiny spot left for there. Completely cleansed and sparkled. Then Lord will come and see. Understand? Yes. So today is day for you. Clean up everything. Yes. Such a nice day today. Unita Mata. Yes. Can you see? Can you see? Can you see? How can you see? Huh? What is that? And then the heart came out.
Outside.
Outside, appeared outside, isn't it? That is? Heart is clean. Feels like completely. Outside the temple is clean like that. Appeared outside. You understand? That's it. When the heart is dirty, how can you see? How can you see? Vision is dirty. Heart is dirty, so vision is dirty. He cannot see the soul, beautiful form of the Lord. Soul of the heart, he cannot see. He cannot see. The heart is dirty.
Uttama adhama kishuna bakila jatiye vileka kohola
Uttama adhama kishuna bakila jatiye vileka kohola
Ete nananda kimana gaurangi hudai dariya kohola
Ete nananda kimana gaurangi hudai dariya kohola
Bhagwa gaurangi kaha gaurangi laha gaurangi mamari
Bhagwa gaurangi Oh,
Oh,